This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised, all glory, all honor belongs to Him. We are so grateful and thankful to be here in the land of living, to be on top of the ground is not on top of us. We are so grateful, hallelujah, that God is the one that woke us up this morning. He seen fit that we're still here in the land of the living. We thank God for, hallelujah, for what He has done, will do, and will do, and has done and will do this day and forevermore. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, precious Father, as we come to you, humbling ourselves under thy mighty hand today, just thanking you and praising you for who you are, that you are God, and besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. Oh, precious Father, right now, Lord, as we get out of the way, that you may have your way here today. We invite the presence of the Holy Spirit to come on in like a rushing mighty wind, lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps here today. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Now, precious Father, we ask that the hand of man on Calvary's cross, anoint this lips of clay, use us, Father God, for thy glory. Crown our head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding here today, tonight, in the name of Jesus. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forward. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, God is good and worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. If you have your Bible, amen, I would like you to open it up. Open it up to Proverbs 14 and verse 12, and also we'll be going to 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 21 and 23. Proverbs 14, chapter 14 and verse 12 read, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Hallelujah. Now we'll go over to 1 Peter 2. Verses 21-23. And the word of God reads, for even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guilt found in his mouth, who when he was reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. Brothers and sisters in Christ, all those in radio land, those that are listening in, and those that will be listening at a later date, just for the next few minutes, I want you to pray for me and with me as we bring forth the word today. Tonight. Tonight we're going to be talking about you must stay on the course when you are tried of the battle. You must stay on the course when you are tried of the battle. Hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. One of the biggest challenges facing Christians, believers of Christ today, is to stay focused and to maintain a right course in a world filled with trials, temptation, distraction, and deception. For an example, Adam and Eve were expelled from the Garden of Eden because their focus was set aside away from God's instruction. David, who was king in Israel at the time, got into trouble when he focused on the physical creature, the opposite sex, instead of obeying his master. You see, brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening tonight, one of the major strategies Satan used is to pull us as children of God off course, which is to appeal to our intellect and reasoning ability. When our focus drifts away from the Word of God, we gravitate towards ideas that seem reasonable to us and that justify what we want to do. Yet the Word of God warns us repeatedly that in Proverbs 14 and 12, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. So unless we stay focused on God's instruction and take heed to his warning so that our human reasoning don't lead us astray. You see, you must stay on course even when you are tired of the battle. Yes, there's a battle going on, a spiritual warfare taking place. If you proclaim to be a child of God, a believer of Christ, the enemy, hallelujah, you have a target on your shoulder, that the enemy, on your chest, that the enemy will try his best to try to sway you, to try to stop you, hallelujah, from obtaining the destiny God has preordained for his children. So staying focused in the right direction and on the right goal can help you stay on course, avoiding making big and major mistakes in your life. God is good and he's worthy to be praised. You must stay on the course when you are tired of the battle. You see, believers of Christ, living God's way must always remain a priority in our lives. If we stray away, it's not God's fault, because he has left us the Bible, the Word of God, as our Christian manual that we can find every answer to anything that comes in our lives. We may not know where it is, but if we pray, seek God's face. Bible says in Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else shall be added. You see, we got to seek the Lord. We got to seek him while he may be found. As we draw nigh to him, he'll draw nigh to us. But we got to do our part, and God in turn will do his part. Yes, God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. So the question would be, what battle is making you weary right now? Deepening your faith and renewing your love will enable you to stay on the course, even when you are tired of the battle. You see, the Bible again says in 1 Peter 2, verse 21 through 23, for even whereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth, who when he revived not in return. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judges righteously. See, God is a righteous judge, and he will judge us according to everything that we do, every word that we say, every action that we take. because we serve a merciful God, a gracious God. God desired that no man, no woman, no boy, or girl would go to hell. But it's up to us to abide in his word, to let our life line up with his word, because his word is what he honors. He honors his word above his name. The word of God says that God goes to and fro, looking, seeking those that want to do right by him, those that wants to accomplish his will for their lives. Yes, God is patient. He's awesome. He's a God of love, but he's also a God of wrath. Yes, we serve a merciful God here tonight. So we as believers of Christ must stay on the course when we are tired of the battle. Yes, if you proclaim to be a believer of Christ, Bible says many are the affliction of the righteous, but God delivered them out of all of them. So it's just a matter of time. If we hang in there, if our faith is in God, if our trust is in him, he will see us through. See, Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6 says, for us to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding. In all of our ways to acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. Oh, yes, we have to. Trust means to rely on. Trust, hallelujah. Put your trust in God and not in man, because man will let you down. Man is just like the weather. Sometimes sunny, sometimes cloudy. And at the moment, their intentions are right, but they have trouble themselves. So go to the one that can calm the storm, calm the trouble in your life, that can make a way out of no way, that can bring you out regardless of what you're going through. See, Romans 8:28 says, but we know that all things work together for good, for them that love the Lord and is called according to his purpose. So tonight we are talking about, you must stay on the course that God has set you on. Even when you are tired of the battle, because in order to overcome, we ought to go through in order to get to. Then we'll be able to testify and let the people know how good God is. Because the God that we serve, he sits high, but he looks low. He neither slumber nor sleep. We serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I am. See, the God that we serve, he is a spirit. And those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. When Jesus was surrounded by darkness, he trusted himself into the hands of his Father, and he placed his confidence in the triumph, ultimate triumph of God. So believers of Christ, we have to renew our confidence in God, refresh our love for one another, and we will find that God will strengthen us to stay on the course even when we are tired of the battle. That's why it's so important for us to put on the whole armor of God, that we'll be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. We know the devil goes as a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. But we also know that if we put on the breastplate of righteousness, if we put on the helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, our loins girded with truth, our foot shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, if we pick up the shield of faith and the sword of the Spirit, that we can, hallelujah, we can overcome. We can't stand when the wind blows, when the water rises. God is our helper. He's the one that strengthens us. When we get weak, we can confess that I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Because if God be for you, who or what can be against you? Yes, we serve a mighty God here tonight. Thank God that he is who he say he is. And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Yes, everything we get from God is by faith. Because now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. According to Hebrews 11:1. 11:6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that he is who he say he is. And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I don't know about you tonight, amen. But I thank God for this word. Because we must stay on the course that God has already preordained for us. Even when we are tired of the battle that we are going through. Yes, if we remain faithful to God throughout our entire lifetime, we will share with Christ the role of king and priest in his coming kingdom. God promised he's not a man that he should lie, or the son of man that he should repent. We serve an awesome God tonight. You must stay on the course when you are tired of the battle. It is not easy to stay on the course when your world is unraveling. So the question may be asked tonight, how do you stay on the course that God has set for you? Well, thank God that his word gives us instruction on how to adjust our lives according to his will. You see, God's word is God speaking to us. God's word has been left here for encouragement, for exhortation in the things of God. In the book of Galatians, chapter 2, verse 6 through 15, the word of God reads, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus, the Lord, so walk ye in him, being rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, as ye have been taught according therein, with thanksgiving. Beware, lest any man spoil you through vain deceit after the remnants of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principalities and power, in whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, and putting off the body of the sin of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who has raised Jesus from the dead, and you being dead in your sin and the uncircumcision of your flesh, has he quickened, made alive together with Christ, having forgiven you all of your trespasses. Blot now the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross, and having spoiled principalities and power, he made a show of them openly, triumph over them in it. You see, brothers and sisters in Christ, by the way of the cross, God disarmed Satan and all his demonic hosts of the power and swagger with which they formerly gripped the Colossians at that time, according to Paul writing in Colossians 2, verse 6 through 15. So you must stay on the course when you are tried of the battle. When you are in doubt, stay the course. When you are in fear, stay the course. 2 Timothy 1 and 7 says, for God hasn't given us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of a sound mind. So brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening in, don't give in to fear or false promises. Stick with what you know and trust the Lord to lead the way, all the way. This is at the heart of what Paul told the Colossians when he said in Colossians 2 and 7, as therefore you receive Christ Jesus, the Lord, walk in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, even as you were taught, abounding in it, in thanksgiving. You see, Paul is giving the Colossians encouragement. The Colossians were mostly a Gentile congregation, not Jewish. They were not educated in the Torah and Jewish way of life. All they knew was Jesus Christ and what they had been taught by him, by his teaching and his examples. So Paul was telling them to bear that in mind, that this was before the days of creeds and doctrines. The Colossians did not have a book of order, a book of confession, or a manual of operation. So Paul encourage them to simply live a life by faith in Jesus Christ, to continue in his teaching, to continue in his ways. Yes, God is good. You see, Jesus, he's the author and finisher of our faith. He is the trailblazer that caused Christianity to come forth. He is the lily of the valley, our great and morning star. He is Lord of lords and kings of kings. Yes, we serve an awesome God. We serve a God that is able and willing to see us through. We serve a God that knows all by name, the very hairs of our head. You see, brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening and those that will be listening later, we are the clay. God is the potter. He's shaping and molding us. He's breaking us and stretching us, making us into the vessels for him to use, that we may be his mouthpiece, his hands and feet. So we must stay on the course that God has prepared for us, even when we are tired of the battle that we have encountered. Remember, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivered them out of all of them. He is our light and our salvation. He is able and willing to bring us out of whatever we may find ourselves in. Yes, in 2019, as we come to a close on the break of 2020, if Jesus tarried, God's willing, he's still in the miracle working business. He's still able to answer that prayer that you've been standing on, standing and believing for. He's still able to honor that request. Don't give up. Don't give in. The God that you serve, that we serve, he's working on both ends. Your situation is subject to change at any moment. Just stay in faith. Trust him. Believe. Stand upon God's promises. Because in him, they are yea. And in him, there are amen. Yes, God is willing and he's able to see you through. Yes.
Bye.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Indeed, we need the Lord. We need him more now than ever before. 24/7. Praise the Lord. God is good. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. So tonight, again, we are talking about you must stay on the course when you are tired of the battle. The course that God has preordained for us to be on. Hallelujah. Believers of God, one of the greatest heresies of our day in 2019 is secular humanism. Humanism is something that is very rapidly growing throughout this year. Hallelujah. And it's going to only take it's going to only grow more and more. Humanists believe that we have within us all that we need to be happy and complete. That it is just a matter of thinking positively and developing your own God-given potentials. Well, humanists, excuse me. In 2019, humanism also goes much further. It suggests that we have within us such an intimate goodness and potential that we need not rely on any power greater than ourselves. Well, thanks to the influence of humanism, that we are now living in a day of moral decay and belief. If it, for an example, you may have heard this saying before. It says, if it feels good, then do it. Another example that they use, and they are idealistic. They believe that given a choice, we will choose what is right and fair and in the best interest of all concerned. In other words, basically what they're saying is to compromise on what you believe in. You see, a lot of people is trying to get alone in order not to be alone. But God always have a small remnant that will stand up for righteousness' sake. So as believers of Christ, you and I and every believer of Christ must stay on the course God has preordained for us, even when we are tired of the battle that we face. Most of those that are promoting that type of belief, it is a half-truth, and those are the worst kind, because, yes, we are created in the image of God and have the potential for good, but at the same time, we are also we are also liable to sin, and it has the potential for evil to be present. You see, God has forgiven us, true, but we are still, as long as we're in this flesh, we are still at a place, as long as we're in this flesh, to sin. That's why it says in 1 John 1:9, for a believer, if we confess our sins, we are just, hallelujah, if we confess our sin, God will forgive us He's just and forgiving to forgive our sins. It doesn't give us the license to sin, but it does. God have already forgiven you if you have given your life to Christ. But now, just because we have been forgiven, it doesn't mean that we won't sin. But what is good is the fact that if we do sin, if we do fall short, we have an advocate by the name of Jesus who's sitting at the right hand of the Father interceding for us. In the book of Romans, chapter 7, verse 14 through 25, here the Apostle Paul is warning the Romans about the problem that all believers of Christ experience in that battle with sin. You see, sin is unrighteousness in the sight of God. Sin will take you further than you want to go, keep you longer than you want to stay, but in the end, sin will collect its wages. And the Bible says that the wages of sin is death. It could be both spiritual as well as physical. But we know that the law is spiritual. But I am fleshly soul under sin. This is what Paul is telling the Romans. For that which I do, I understand not. For what I want to do, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I not. If then I do that which I would not, I agree with the law that it is good. Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. For the good that I want to do, I do not. But the evil which I would not, that I do. Now, if I do that, I would not. It is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. Paul is saying, I find that alone, that when I want to do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God according to the inward man. Brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening in, hear Paul, hallelujah, praise the Lord. He also is saying, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death? I thank God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. Here the Apostle Paul, again, is encouraging the Romans, and he's letting them know that's a war that is going on, a spiritual warfare that is taking place inside of him, inside the members of his body. And we as believers of Christ, if we want to be true, first of all, to God and to ourselves, on a daily basis, we have to make a choice. We have to have a made-up mind. The world has to be behind us and the cross before us. Because the enemy of our soul, in John 10:10, he only come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus said he have come that we may have life and have it more abundantly. You see, once you make the decision as a child of God to stay on the course. Don't look back. Don't straddle the fence. Stay in faith, trusting God. For the best is yet to come. Trusting God for the best outcome in your life. Again, in the game of life, you seldomly get to do over again. Remember what Jesus said in Luke 9, verse 62? No one having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. So saints of God, believers of Christ, we don't have no business looking back. Looking back to past mistakes. Looking back to our shortcomings. No, God has forgiven. He has forgiven and forgot. Everything was placed in the sea of forgetfulness. So we don't have no business letting the devil try to bring it up. When he try to remind you of your past mistake, remind him of his future. Hallelujah. As long as we got breath in our bodies, as long as we strive to do the right thing, God is with us. He said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. He stick to us closer than a friend, closer than a brother. He's a true friend of ours. Yes? So, child of God, we need to act boldly and don't look back. Stay on the course. Stay on the course that God have you on. Stay on it long enough for God to lead you where he will have you to go. But be cautious. Be warned. Expect to encounter a certain amount of turbulence, whatever direction you choose to take. You see, you must stay on the course while you are tired of the matter. Always remember this. But he who endureth to the end, the same shall be saved, according to Matthew 24, verse 13. Again, my brothers and sisters, one of the biggest challenges facing Christians, believers of Christ, today in 2019 is to stay focused and to maintain a right course in a world filled with trials, temptation, distractions, and deception. We know the example I shared with you before at the beginning of the teaching tonight, how Adam and Eve was expelled from the Garden of Eden because their focus was turned away from God's instruction. The best thing that we need to do as a man or woman of God is to follow God's instruction, because his instruction, his word, will not lead us astray. His word will keep us strengthened in times when we are weak. His word, we must be open and honest with God. Bible says in Isaiah 1 and 18, come let us reason together, says the Lord. Even though your sins may be as scarlet, I'll make them as white as snow. They may be red as crimson, but I'll make them as wool. So we serve a merciful God. We serve a God that is willing and able to see us through anything that we may encounter. Again, he promised never to leave us nor forsake us. When the three Hebrew boys was placed in the fiery furnace in the book of Daniel, God was in there with them. Even though they turned the furnace up seven times, they came out. They wasn't burnt, and the smell of smoke wasn't on them because God sealed them. He was with them in the trouble. When David, again, when he was placed in the lion's den, God had already gave him the victory. He had already, all he had to do was go through the process. And that's what in our lives as children of God, we just have to go through the process. God is working it out. He is working it out for us. All we got to do is take heed, walk in obedience. Because the Bible says in 1 Samuel 15:22, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken better than the fat of rams. Yes, God is able. Yes, God is willing to see us through. Remember, though, that we have an enemy, the devil, who goes as a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. One of his major strategies, again, that he used is to pull us off course, is to appeal to our intellect and our reasoning ability. When our focus drifts us away from the Word of God, we gravitate towards ideas that seem reasonable to us and that justify what we want to do. Yet the Word of God warns us repeatedly in the book of Proverbs in two different places. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof on the way is a bit. Unless we stay focused on God's instruction and take heed, take warning, heed to his warning, so that our human reasoning don't lead us astray. Brothers, sisters of Christ, although they're listening in, we must stay on the course even when we are tired of the battle that we are going through. So stay focused in the right direction and on the right goals. Hallelujah. God can help you stay on course, avoiding consequences and big mistakes on our part. Yes, the God that we serve, he's willing and he's able here tonight to meet our each and every need. We are thankful and grateful because his word will not return to him void. You see, heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word will stand. God's word have stand the test of time. They try to burn the word of God. That's why it's so important for us to have a place, whether early in the morning or sometime during the day, when you can commune with God, when you can have that one-on-one intimate relationship with him, where you can have a little talk with Jesus so that you can get your instruction for this day's journey, that God will lead, guide, and direct you. Word of God says that those that are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. And sons, hallelujah, includes male and female. Yes, God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we are thankful. We are grateful tonight. Grateful for your word. Grateful, Father God, that we had this opportunity to bring forth your word before your people, to those on the internet, those that are listening. We may be teaching and preaching on a local level, but we are reaching global. We don't know who the word of God will touch. We don't know when they'll come to you, precious Father. But one thing that we do know, if we lift up the name of Jesus and we just give out the word of God, one plant, one water, but God, you bring the increase. And we thank you for increase tonight. We thank you for souls being saved. We thank you for healing taking place. We thank you for our salvation. We thank you, Lord, for during this season, this holiday season. Father God, we bind up oppression, depression. We bind up all evil works of the enemy. We walk in our authority of knowing who we are and whose we are. And Lord, I thank you that we take authority over every evil works of the enemy right now in Jesus' name. We are thankful. Thank you that your word will land on good ground. Bring forth 30, 60, and 100 fold blessings into people's lives from this day forward in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God, that your word went forth with clarity, that your word went forth with wholeness, that those that are listening in will be able to grab it. And Lord, let it go from their head all the way to the depths of their heart. Lord, I thank you for salvation. I thank you for increase in all areas of our lives. I thank you, Lord, for what you have done, is doing, and will do. Well, it's a special prayer for those that have lost a loved one, those that have, hallelujah, Lord, this week, and the year is not over with, have experienced a death of a loved one, a friend. Hallelujah, Lord. Ask you to have mercy. Have mercy, Lord. You've given everyone a chance to get to that place of surrendering all to you. Father God, I'm asking you to touch that one. It may be a man, it may be a woman, a boy or a girl, that after listening in, that you have pricked their heart, that they'll open up the door of their heart and ask Jesus to come on in. Oh, Lord, I thank you that the word says, according to Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Thank you, Father God, for touching their hearts. Thank you, Father God, for taking out that stony heart, giving them a heart of flesh. Thank you, Father God, for allowing them to come to you. Because time is not like it once was. And we know what Jesus said. He's coming back for the church without spot, blemish, or wrinkle. He's coming back for prepared people. Take them to a prepared place. See, the word says in Romans 10, verse 9 and 10, that if you repent of your sin, all you have to do is confess and believe. The word says in Romans 10, verse 9 and 10, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, for which your heart should believe on the righteousness, and with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. Yes, my brothers, my sister, hallelujah. All those that have come to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that have came to the foot of the cross and repented their sin with a sincere heart. I want to be the first to welcome you into the beloved family of God. The angels in heaven is rejoicing over those that have made it right this night. What a great, hallelujah, what a great way to come to the end of another year by giving your life to Christ. After you do that, get involved with a Bible-believing church where the word of God is not watered down, but is being preached just the way it is. Hallelujah. Let the Lord lead, guide, and direct you. Get into the word of God for yourself. You probably can start with the book of John, the Gospel of John, and read the word of God. Ask the Lord to help you. Hallelujah. To increase your hunger for the word. Because you see, it's the word of God that will keep you. It's the word of God that will help you, that will change you, that will transform you. See, the word says in Romans 12, verse 1 and 2, brethren, by the mercies of God, that we present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may know what the perfect will of God is, from this day forth, in Jesus' name. Oh, Heavenly Father, I thank you tonight. I thank you for those that have given their life to Christ. I thank you, Father God, that John 14, verse 1, 2, and 3 says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may be also. We serve an awesome God. We serve a good God. We serve a merciful God. Hallelujah. Precious Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for touching our loved ones. I thank you for extending grace, mercy, and love. I thank you for building hedge of protection around them. Father God, I thank you for those that are out there in the world, out there in the streets. Father God, let your divine protection be over them. Have mercy, Lord. Touch our brothers and sisters, our mothers and fathers, grandfathers and grandmothers, all of our siblings, wherever they may be, our sons and daughters, our nieces and nephews. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus over their lives as well as ours. We plead the blood of Jesus, because there's power in the blood of Jesus Christ. He shed his blood for the remission of our sins. Hallelujah. We are grateful. Thank you for dispatching ministering angels just to come forward and minister. Thank you for dispatching archangels as they position themselves to fight our battles. For our battle is not ours, but the battle is the Lord. From this day forward, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we say, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For that is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God. Praise you, praise you, praise you. Praise you for your goodness, your grace, and your love. Praise you because thou art worthy, worthy, worthy to be praised. From this day forward, in Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen.
Amen. I hope that you have enjoyed this section today. If you have questions or comments, or you'd just like to contact Apostle Tebow or myself, please feel free to write to us at Busting Loose in Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's Busting Loose in Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. In care of Apostle Dudley Tebow or Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Please join us for broadcasts every Tuesday and every Friday at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. We'd love for you to share the number and have your friends and family join us. We hope that you have a wonderful weekend. A blessed weekend. Remember, find a church that's a Bible teaching church to attend on Sunday. Be thankful, be grateful. Enjoy the last few days of this year, 2019, and thank God for these days, and thank God for the blessings and life, health, and strength that He is going to allow us to see in 2020. God bless. Have a great weekend. Happy New Year. And we hope to be with you again on Tuesday at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. God bless.